This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Richard Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're also on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, hour number two on the Redidio. Here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle. Are you there, Kyle? Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Are you there, Kyle?
Yes. Good morning, Captain.
Jeez. I had you in there, and then for some reason the button went back on me. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't know what's going on out in your neck of the woods, but please explain to the audience, the Los Angeles schools are going to reopen with only a three-hour school day. But it gets worse for parents from there. What are they talking about?
Well, we're learning about this tonight, Captain. Yes, the L.A. elementary schools, they're going to be only three-hour school days. Initially, from what we understand, and by the way, the on-campus learning is expected to go back on April the 19th, and we are hearing that even in our local school district here, here in where I am in Southern California. But they were going to go in for the elementary for 3 hours. But at the time, earlier when this story first came out, we understand there's been an update late this evening that there was going to be no transportation or child care was not going to be provided at the school.
Wonderful.
Yes, exactly. But evidently, we understand now the schools have reversed course and they're notifying the parents in response to a Fox News story, we understand, that transportation is actually going to be available after all. So now, again, parents were initially told they'd have to go pick up their kids after 3 hours and then send them to another place down the road, basically, if they needed if they needed child care. But again, a lot of parents, Captain, are wondering how they're going to be able to get back to work themselves if the school schedule is going to be so very much curtailed. But I guess one of the good news parts of this whole thing is that at the very least they can do a 3-foot separation overall instead of the 6-foot separation. And as we continue to open up, and the California Governor Newsom has now said June 15th will be the reopening day for California, perhaps it will get better sooner than later, but June 15th is still a little ways away, so we don't know what could happen with cases or statistics or anything like that between then and now.
Now, the teachers union president, I think her name is Randy Weisgarten, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She really stirred some controversy yesterday with some very disgraceful comments that she made that sparked a whole bunch of anti-Semitism claims. What exactly did she do?
Well, she had an interview in the Jerusalem Post on Wednesday. She was talking about evidently, quote-unquote, American Jews or Jewish people in America, but she said that the American Jews, in her words, are, quote, now part of the ownership class, talking about the idea that there had been some Jewish critics of the teachers' union's power and influence, we understand. So she goes on to say, and again, these are her words, she says, you know, they become part of the ownership class, and that, let's see, I'm going to try to get the exact quote here for you. She says, they needed power to have enough income and wealth for their families, that they could put their kids through college and their kids could do better than they have done, both economic opportunity through the labor movement and educational opportunity through public education were key for Jews, again, her words, to go from working class to ownership class. So this is stirring up a little bit of controversy because she went on to say, what I hear when I hear that question, she says in the interview, is that those who are in the ownership class now want to take that ladder of opportunity away from those who do not have it, unquote. So you can see why this is such a controversial comment to make in the context that she's doing it. It just seems like very, very ill-conceived words, to say the least.
Now, we all know that the Democrats want to bring a couple of more new states to the picture. One of them, of course, is the District of Columbia. That's what they're working on real hard right now. And we actually have a vote that they're going to have in the House on this scheduled for April the 19th. The other one is Puerto Rico. We haven't heard anything about that yet. But the 51st state could possibly be the District of Columbia. Could possibly be. I still don't think it's going to happen. And the name of it would be Washington Douglas Commonwealth under the proposal. The House will be voting on this the week of April the 19th.
Well, you know, I think the biggest hurdle on this is going to be getting over the idea that the district was carved out for a specific purpose so that it was not part of a state.
Yeah, and remember, where they had that fence was going to be where they were going to have the state. Everything outside that, or I'm sorry, everything inside that fence was going to be still federal land. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
That's the man, Ron Edwards, and he'll be around hour number four this morning. By the way, this portion of the program coming up brought to you by our friends at All of Glass America. Now, there's gold in that fire windshield you got. If it's got a crack or a chip in it, take a look, give it an inspection today, because if it does, all you got to do is get a hold of All of Glass America. We're going to tell you how in a minute here, and you got $100 dumped right in the palm of your hand after you tell them, I sent you, me, the captain. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. But from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and surrounding areas, they'll come right to where you're at, your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a brand new premium quality windshield, a warranty, $100 put right back in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. The phone number is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. All right. On the telephone line, we have got our Professor Emeritus, Dan Mann from Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mr. Professor Emeritus, sir.
Well, you know, I listened to what you and Kyle said about Washington, D.C. and the and the name change, bringing it to statehood.
Yep.
I don't know how you can do that without first amending the Constitution.
I know.
Because it's specifically mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
And why they want to name it Douglas whatever.
Washington Douglas Commonwealth.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. I think they should name it after the guy who gave the land for that, and that was Daniel Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother also founded Georgetown College, was a Jesuit priest,
mm-hmm.
and he became the first Catholic bishop of Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, early in our republic, the wealthiest man in the 13 colonies was Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
and who was a Catholic. And I think that's who it should be named after. But I don't know how they're going to do this. But right now the Supreme Court is not showing a lot of spine on anything. I think what Biden and the Democrats did to him during the election has scared him kind of way FDR did with court packing. They're going to play it safe for a while. So that's my two cents on Washington.
All right. Well, listen, I want to mention something here and get your response. You ready?
Ready.
Yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had a press conference, and in it he said there will be consequences for the CBS News 60 Minutes hit piece against him. Now, I did talk to an attorney. We had an attorney on the show yesterday, and the attorney mentioned specifically that she believed that he had a case against them because they changed his changed his interview. They chopped it up and edited the words and changed the interview. She said that she believed that he had a case for slander as well as demanding a retraction and getting one. CBS 60 Minutes says they're not going to do it.
I think it probably tilts more towards CBS than it would DeSantis. Hate to say that. Go back to New York versus Sullivan, 1964. Basically, you can say whatever you want to about a politician. You can accuse politicians for a lot. They're a public figure, and I don't see CBS is known for this over the years. They went to court against Westmoreland. They did the same thing to Bush. Right now with CBS or really any of the old line major networks, if you're a Republican, you're on their hit list. And I don't really see what, you know, DeSantis can take him to court. Maybe he'll make some headway. But I don't, that would definitely be a Supreme Court. If it went to the Supreme Court and DeSantis won, that would be a landmark case that would rate right up there with Roe v. Wade or any of the others. Brown versus the Board of Education. I just don't see it happening with this Supreme Court. And in the past, you know, the past 56 years, nobody's ever been able to break the stranglehold of New York versus Sullivan.
Okay.
Well, what you want?
Well, my friend, appreciate talking to you. I hope you enjoy the weather and everything stays calm up there for you. We're going to enjoy and bask in the nice warm weather we got down here.
Okay. Well, you and Kyle have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Dan DeMann, the Professor Emeritus, and always a pleasure to hear from him, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, good to hear from Dan.
Now, Joe Biden has warned Georgia. I don't know if you heard this. He leaned over the podium. I don't know where he was. He was giving a speech somewhere. Leaned over the podium, and he says to Georgia, he says, smarten up and stop it or risk losing more woke business over the voting law. When he said that, you know, if I've been in... Why isn't there somebody from Georgia around when they do that? So they can just reach out and just go, hey, wait a minute.
Well, exactly. I don't know if this was Biden off script or if this was scripted for him. I mean, it's hard to tell.
No, I don't believe it was scripted.
Yeah, but, you know, but it's one of those things where, you know, if we're talking about the restrictive Jim Crow voting laws and Georgia as they're being termed, well, a quick comparison to other states will show that Georgia actually has longer periods of early voting than other states do, and these kinds of things. You know, so it, to even quote Joe Biden himself, you'd say, come on, man. But what they, what he's doing is he is simply, you know, again, creating this pressure point that others in the media and other politicians are doing to say that suddenly we're going to focus on Georgia because that's going to be the fulcrum by which we're going to, again, tell everybody else that ever questions the ridiculous voting nonsense that the Democrats want to do in terms of you never have to identify yourself, you never really have to. I mean, it's just another recipe for disaster, but it gets other people to realize, oh, I better shut up. I better not say anything because they're going to come through and they're going to accuse us of being racists and this kind of thing. When the law actually and what they're trying to do in Georgia is actually trying to make sure that it really is one person, one vote, by which you'd have to identify yourself and not simply show up and fill out a piece of paper and, oh, that's a vote too, and this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, where I was at yesterday and the people we were talking to, I made a comment. They were talking about, you know, what do you think about the Jim Crow statement about, you know, the voting law up there and all that stuff. I said, well, it's so stupid, I think we should change the name. He says, what do you mean? I said, how about calling it John Crow or Pete Crow or Charlie Crow, anything but Jim Crow, throw it right back in their face and let them look like a bunch of dumbasses and think that we know something they don't.
Right, right. Well, but again, it's designed to divide. It's designed to create a racial kind of division.
Well, we could turn it around on them by just using a different name: Charlie Crow, Frank Crow, Pete Crow. Just pick a name. I don't care. Shirley Crow, whatever you want to do. Just pick a name, throw it back at them, and then you make it into a mockery of them and a joke.
Well, sure. Well, they're making a mockery of what happened under the actual Jim Crow law.
That's right.
You know, because, again, they cheapen everything. They cheapen it to the point where if we look back into history and we can't even understand the impact that had in history by trying to simply move it into to our modern era here, and then suddenly say, oh, you're making Jim Crow laws. It's creating a narrative so that they can get more power.
Yeah, and I just had a note here from Natalie. Natalie says, what's going on with Texas and what was Governor Abbott talking about? Well, Natalie, Texas Governor Abbott had a press conference at San Antonio in front of that arena, Coliseum, where they're keeping the youngsters. And when I say youngsters, some of the youngsters in there are 17 and 18 years old, so they're not all young. And he blamed Joe Biden for a shocking report that came out that was leaked to the Texas Patrol, as well as the Department of Justice and the CBP folks, that there were sexual assaults going on inside the migrant center, and it was just out of control, the things that were going on. So the Texas Rangers got involved. They're involved right now. And Governor Abbott told the government, if you can't control this situation, we are going to come in there and take over.
Well, again, you have minor children at risk.
Yeah.
The Biden administration, and I hate to say it, I mean, we're talking about the American government here, doesn't seem to be indifferent to the plight, and that's putting it mildly, of the children in this kind of detention center, or this center that's being used in order to house them temporarily. But as you said, Captain, the overcrowding in and of itself, I mean, if this was Donald Trump, I can't imagine what would be happening at this point. But because it's Joe Biden, and this is the same president, Captain, who stood up there to the reporters the other day and said, well, I'm not going to let you go in there and see what's going on until I start doing my plan and all this kind of stuff. And they all went, okay, you know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and here comes the music. And hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, when we come back, we got a lot more coming your way, including former Vice President Pence is in the news for what he's going to be doing soon. And guess what? Another terrorist suspect caught in the middle of nowhere, sneaking in over the border.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-built components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren will continue in a moment, but this part of the program brought to you by the Stem Cell Patch people. I've got one right now below my shirt line in the middle of my back right there on my spinal cord.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, former Vice President Mike Pence announced a new massive Trump-backed operation. He said this organization will focus on those winning policies that were at the center of that fusion between the traditional conservatism and Trumpism. Now, I heard a little something about this a while back. Stephen Miller said something on television. This has got nothing to do with the social media and all that stuff that Trump is planning, but isn't that interesting?
Well, it really is. And, of course, former Vice President Mike Pence, of course, a conservative, and wants to continue to be active. This thing that he's being involved with is called the Advancing American Freedom. And it does have, I think, the blessing of many former Trump administration figures, but also including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Yep.
Is part of this, part of the leadership board. Also, Calista Gingrich is there as well, also including Larry Kudlow and even Ed Meese, who used to work with President Ronald Reagan, of course. So, yeah, they've got a pretty heavy-hitting team here of people who are going to help advance this forward.
Now, there's been numerous reports that not just one, not just two, but a handful of terror suspects on the terrorist watch list have been arrested wandering around the desert or coming across the border, if you will. And this is something that the Biden DHS has kind of played down a little bit. Saying, as a matter of fact, I think Jen Psaki yesterday used the term was, well, it doesn't happen all that much. Well, we don't even know who's coming over the border. So how could she make a statement like that when you know of a handful, six or seven so far, that have been arrested since January? How many more got through?
Well, my question to Jen Psaki in the White House press briefing room would be, well, you're saying it doesn't happen all that much. Essentially, terrorists coming across the border who want to kill Americans, obviously. What is the president's comfort level with this? How many dead Americans from terrorists who came across the border with Mexico is he willing to accept? I know that sounds very harsh. I'm just trying to demonstrate the point here. To say, oh, it doesn't happen all that often. One terrorist is too many. And we should try and try and try. Some might get through, but we're just kind of letting it happen, evidently, at this point, because we don't even know, Captain, the actual number of terrorists or people with bad intentions who have come across that border.
No, we don't. And the situation that we have is not knowing is worse than having a good idea. No, I'm sure we have intel that gives us an opportunity to figure out where some of these people are from time to time. But I'll tell you what, since we started this and since we mentioned the Jen Psaki name, not to be confused with the drink, are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's our wild bunch banging on tin cans or bottles or something. Well, you know, again, the gift that keeps on giving is Jen Psaki. Make no mistake about it. And every time she turns around, there's something else coming out. Peter Ducey has got her number, I think, because he knows how to dig and get in there. And he even had the president answering a question the other day. Did you hear that?
What was that?
He asked him about the border and when is when are you going to make a trip down there and are you going to finish the wall and all that stuff. And he didn't really give him an answer on the wall, but he said soon.
Well, soon. We've heard that before.
All right. Well, here's what Jen Psaki talked about yesterday. Right after the DHS Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, did an about-face and talked about backing an increase in deportations, Jen Psaki jumped in there and says, oh, not so fast. We are looking at every case individually as they come in. They don't even know who the hell's here. What's that all about?
Well, again, I think this is one of those things like, just let me talk in the briefing room and just, you know, I just take whatever I say at face value and then we'll move on to something else or something like that. I guess that's what's happening.
Well, then there was another comment that was made about the boycott of the Olympics, and a reporter stepped up and said, are you going to boycott the Beijing Olympics? Well, we're not really we haven't made any mind. We haven't talked about that. We haven't done this. When the other day it was brought up and said, yes, we've been talking about boycotting the Beijing Olympics.
Yes, exactly.
And that came from Blinken's office.
And you know exactly what would be really controversial is if President Biden leaned over the podium again and told China to smarten up about something. I mean, can you imagine the controversy that would create? And so, again, it's like, If you're going to go and talk about something in Georgia, which we know is a set-up job, but you're not going to talk about things that happen in other places in the world where we know things are happening, there's something wrong.
Now, the G20 has pledged to make progress on the global tax after the U.S. proposal that they made, while the United States announced that they're restoring the assistance for the Palestinians to the tune of $235 million in aid coming their way.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas indeed. Again, the reversal that we've seen at the border with Mexico is very similar to, I think, the reversal we're seeing starting to happen in the Middle East, trying to, again, for some reason, reassert somehow that Israel just isn't our ally in the real sense of the word to the Democrat Party elite or to the Biden administration, it would seem.
Well, yes and no and yes again. Boy, oh boy. All right, well, got to mention North Korea in the mix here before we finish the segment here. North Korea's missile launches are going to be more likely to escalate now that China is harassing the United States and Taiwan and bringing to bear the powers that they have over there in the Southeast China Sea. Plus, we got more and more of their military vessels are showing up over there. That's not a good thing at all. So what do we do now? And we know, by the way, they're testing Joe Biden. Denise and I had quite the conversation about that yesterday.
Well, of course they're testing Joe Biden, and they're creating an atmosphere that things can happen very, very quickly. They can start to cascade. They can cascade with what's happening with the Russians outside of Ukraine, for example. They can cascade in the area of Taiwan. They can cascade of what's happening in Hong Kong. And so the President of the United States, whomever that person is at any time in history or in the future, they have to be able to handle all this all at the same time. But unfortunately, the Biden administration, and President Biden in particular, doesn't seem to be that he's able to multitask on these things.
And then finally, we are going to be talking about this during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, but regions across 11 western states are currently experiencing severe droughts. And this means that the upcoming fire season is likely to be especially deadly and destructive. So, folks, you need to start paying attention.
Well, exactly right. And especially
out west.
That's right. Especially here in California, you know, we had some devastating, devastating fires. Obviously, one of the things they're trying to look at, and there was another big decision, I think, that just came down against, I think it was PG&E, for being the cause of starting a fire back,
okay,
I think, last in October. Yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Come on now.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there. Captain George Way with our husband, Don, the Double D Ranch up there. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. All right, now this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. It all works out for you. And here's a little something special.
Yeah.
that's Montgomery Gentry. What do you think about that? And, Kyle, what do you think about that?
Well, I think he's absolutely right.
Especially when the city slickers come to a rural town and move in.
Exactly.
That's what, that's what that was all about right there, that little video. It was really pretty neat. All righty, folks. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget about them because America's needs are moved by truck, and you truckers out there, when you need a place, you pull on in there, and you'll have a home away from home. Well, let me see. I'm going to read this again. There's been a little bit of a change. Now, a cold front arriving into the mid to lower Mississippi Valley today will trigger severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall. The severe storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes, while the heavy rain may result in flooding. Meanwhile, elevated and critical fire weather threats are in effect across the southern Rockies and the High Plains today, plus gusty winds and very dry conditions coming in with it. Now, we do have one little area right now over there right on the northeastern corner of Louisiana and Mississippi where we've got a severe thunderstorm warning right now in that area. So there's a storm that's been moving. And by the way, there was a whole line of storms earlier moving on the western side of Louisiana, eastern side of Texas, up into Arkansas that was moving from west to east. And that'll be back in the mix again today after the heating comes in. That's what they were talking about. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we're going to start 3,022 feet above sea level tonight in Snoqualmie Pass. I can say that three times fast.
I know where that is.
Yeah, and so they've got snowy weather right now. Looks like snow and slush on the places and places on the roadway there. Mm-hmm. So be careful because right now it looks like it's about 31 degrees through there tonight. So be careful. Over in Seattle, we had a little change from last hour. They were reporting rain last hour. They're reporting now just cloudy skies. Same for Portland. But we do have a winter weather advisory in that area as you come across I-90. So be advised of that. Wind advisory in Southern California. Looks like all the way down through north of Los Angeles, out through Palm Springs. Fire weather warnings in the southeast corner of Arizona for Tucson, covering most also of New Mexico with a fire weather warning tonight, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, also near Fort Collins and Denver, fire weather warning as well. Between Utah and Colorado, Grand Junction, I-70, also fire weather warning there tonight. And we've got a winter weather advisory up in northern Idaho, this outside of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so be careful at 4th of July Pass as well.
Now, earlier, until about, I guess, around 9 o'clock, right after dark, we did have a line of storms that had kicked up in the eastern part of Texas. That has since gone, and all we have now is one little cell that's kind of just hanging in there right now over there in the northeastern corner of Louisiana and right there on the Mississippi line, right in that area. That's all I can see there. We do have some flooding up the line west Tennessee. That's from the rivers and whatnot that have been over their banks for a while. Same thing over there in Arkansas where they had a bunch of rain come through there. We do have some windy conditions tonight down in the valley down in Texas. And we do have what appears to be some wind over off the eastern, off the east coast, the Atlantic Ocean blowing in there from parts of Connecticut, Long Island, Jersey, Delaware. But it's not all that substantial. It's probably just about a 10-15 mile an hour wind by the looks of it because it's not a gale or anything like that. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All righty. Now, that's Kyle Warren, everybody. And now let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And hello to you.
Good morning.
You know, we got plenty we can talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and his gun regulation that he's going to try to put through his proposals anyway. But I think where we should start is probably with this.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what
okay.
they'll be talking
Thank
about
you
tomorrow.
Very much. There we go. I hit the wrong button. That's talk about the border or the situation with the kids in San Antonio, where Governor Greg Abbott came on and said, We got this horrible problem?
Yeah, it appears that there's some interesting reports that have come into his Texas Department of Public Safety of abuse and sexual assault at some of these detention facilities. So I guess the next question should be the Biden administration, remember, had all kinds of volunteers that they and assignments from his other government agencies to go down there and work the place. Well, what are they doing? I guess would be the question. Mm-hmm. Remember, he wanted Department of Homeland Security people to go down there. He wanted FEMA people to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it was necessarily, and they outrun 6-month assignments. I don't know that it was necessarily volunteer. I think that they said, you better give up X number of people. Well, did those X number of people actually go? And now that they're there, what are they doing? Because this is a bad situation. The governor wants the detention facility shut down immediately, and I would have to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a brand new crisis on their hands, a brand new scandal.
Yeah, and he did say that the Texas Rangers were in a full-scale investigation, and if the federal government couldn't take care of this real quick, Texas would. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, he should.
Yep.
So they do have a crisis.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.